thought he did well. He took good care of the football, got us in the right place. You know, obviously he made some great throws. So it was good for the first time.
Was him being able to absorb the Tennessee game, then another week of practice, did that help a lot getting into and out of certain plays at key times?
Well, I think the good part about it, obviously the extra week of practice helped, but listening to how we handled things during the game, I think was also a benefit for him. So all in all, it turned out well.
He seems like an even-keeled guy, like the situation wasn't too big for him.
Yeah, he's a lot like me.
Is it? Really?
Yeah, all right.
Does he jump as high as you like you did after the Trey Waynes interception?
No, he's pretty even keel, I think.
Yeah. Sam definitely handled the moment beautifully. Kyle Rudolph with that touchdown back right of the end zone.
Bradford to the end zone. Rudolph! Touchdown Vikings!
What has helped him to get off to such a good start?
Well, I think he's running good. You know, he's accelerating out of his cuts really nice. And obviously, he's got good hands and great size. And so all those things help. But I've been the most impressed with the way he's been running the season so far.
Is Linval Joseph off to one of those starts where he's doing so many good things that a lot of people don't notice?
Rodgers sliding right, goes down again. Linval Joseph is the first guy in there to knock him down.
Is it like that with Linval?
Well, yeah, the one thing that kind of has been showing up a little bit more is his pass rush. You know, he's had a couple sacks in two games.
Mariota sack, first sack of the game, Linval Joseph.
You know, he's been out there a lot more with last week with the no huddle and everything, so he gets a few more rush opportunities.
Stephon Diggs bursting with confidence right now, isn't he?
Bradford throws, and it's caught by Diggs. He's off to the races again.
Yeah, Stephon's, you know, he's a very competitive guy. He loves to go out and compete each week. He runs good routes, and like most great receivers, he wants the ball.
Bradford on play action, going to the end zone. You've got it. Diggs, who else?
Stephon Diggs has become the go-to guy on this football team.
How does Carolina play offense, generally speaking?
A lot of different things. A lot of quarterback runs, a lot of misdirections, throw the ball deep. But, you know, they're number one team in the league in rushing, and I think they're number three overall. So they're a very explosive offensive team, a lot of weapons.
When you look at linebacker Luke Kuechly, does it just jump out at you that he's one of the better overall defensive players in the NFL?
Yeah, Luke is a tremendous physical presence, very instinctive. He's going to run as hard as he can every single time to the ball. He's in a good tackler, so but they've got a good defensive team.
So many great moments in the victory over the Green Bay Packers last Sunday night. There were a couple of key fourth down moments in the game, and they both went the way of the Vikings. Let's take a peek.
Looks over the middle and throws, and that is caught by Diggs at the 14, first down.
Okay, this was a fourth and two early in the second quarter. We'd started moving the ball. It was about fourth and one and a half, and I decided to go for it. Norv had a nice call. They came with a zero blitz. You see, they got one guy unblocked, and actually we had a rub route for Adrian over there on the side, and he's open. But Diggs did a nice job on stuttering. This play we worked all week, we stuttered him, and Bradford kind of faded back, seeing the zero blitz, and hit Diggs for the conversion.
Well, that's Clay Matthews unblocked too. Holy cow.
Yeah, they got a couple guys here because, like I said, it's zero blitz and we've got five-man protection. So they're going to have this.
Aaron with those hard counts gets a lot of offsides. And he gives it to Starks, and it's going to be very close. So our guess is that Minnesota's going to have the ball after they bring the chains in.
Green Bay goes for it deep in Vikings territory, fourth down defense.
You know, Mike McCarthy goes for a lot on fourth down, so we were prepared in these situations to come out with it. But we had a zero blitz against them. B-Rob's the free runner in this along with Sendejo, and B-Rob did a nice job and squeezed back.
Zero blitz means middle of field is open?
Right.
Right.
The key to it, though, was really Linval. Shamar does a nice job here as well, makes the ball cut back to B-Rob, and 54 has actually got the back in this case, so he's trying to fit up in there tight to squeeze the hole, too.